Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We're into hour number two of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. One more hour to go from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. And then coming up tomorrow, we will have the initial countdown to opening day show here on KMOX and also across the Cardinals Radio Network. We've done this just about this time every day this week. Each day we've gotten the opportunity to talk with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom. And we like to be able to bring back some of what he had to say. So as the winter meetings wrapped up earlier today and the Cardinals leave without pulling off a trade, Chaim said essentially that the Cardinals did not get any closer to any deals today.
Pretty similar vibe to the last couple days, just ongoing conversations. All the planes are still in the air right now. Some Rule 5 talk as part of our day, just working through different possibilities, both the major and the minor league side. Happy with the work that our crew put into that. We'll see. We'll be in transit for some of it, but there's still plenty of day left.
As we have talked about, it was the Rule 5 draft today, and the Cardinals, again, we've mentioned this a fair amount today, but the Cardinals do go out and make a selection as they bring in somebody who projects out to be a relief pitcher with this team in Matthew Pushard from the Miami Marlins organization. You look at his minor league numbers, has good swing and miss, also somebody who can throw multiple innings, and that seems to be the big thing right now, that Chaim is very concerned about having a young starting rotation. So the idea is to build a bullpen that has multiple guys that can go multiple innings just to relieve some of the pressure on starting pitching and on the bullpen as well, for that matter. So Pushard seems to fit the profile of somebody who can give you more than three innings on any given night. And Bloom did say that he's looking for a bullpen with guys who can throw multiple innings.
You have to do that because especially when you have some less experienced starters that you're going to try to support. You can't just have one inning guys out there. And, you know, especially when you're looking at someone in the Rule 5, that you need to, if you're going to put them on your team, you need to feel committed to at least trying to keep them. And it's easier to do that if you have someone who can go multiple ups and just gives the staff more options to be able to use a player.
There was a lot of bullpen talk today with Chaim, just because we got a new relief pitcher coming into the organization. One area that the team doesn't have a whole lot of right now and could have even less of here at some point in the near future is veterans. Jojo Romero is kind of that veteran guy right now, but he continues to be very much connected to trade talk. But Bloom does believe that there is a need for veterans in the bullpen.
To me, it is not so much about losing at the end, although obviously you don't want that, as much as it is having people that can show younger players the ropes. Mm-hmm. We've had that the last couple of years. We've had really good, not just on-field results, but really good mentorship last year provided by Phil and before that with Kit. I've seen the value of that in my other stops as well. Mm-hmm. It's hard to always know in advance where that's going to come from, but obviously it's hard for it to come from people who don't have enough under them to mm-hmm. be really comfortable in helping others. So definitely something that's on our mind, not just with the guys that we have, but also as we go through the winter, looking to round out that bullpen, definitely something that's going to be on our mind.
So again, this kind of all comes back to JoJo Romero. We'll see what the roster ends up looking like, but when it comes to bringing in a veteran reliever, they could be in the market for a righty or a lefty, depending on what the roster might look like.
We're not going to discriminate in terms of handedness when it comes to, you know, both talent and then the ability to lead guys, especially with a lot of younger pitchers. Sometimes those guys are getting their feet wet in the pen. That can be really helpful, but you want someone that can help show them the ropes.
And again, that is somewhat connected to Romero. If somehow, some way, Romero does not get traded, he's certainly somebody who checks a lot of those boxes that were just mentioned.
You look at the progression of JoJo's career, and you know he at one point was that guy trying to find his footing and figure it out. And you could see year over year as he does that, not only is there more, you know, trust and reliability there from the standpoint of the staff using him, but also it's something other players can feed off of.
And this was kind of funny from Bloom today. If you remember, if you were listening around this time yesterday, you may have heard his comments about Brendan Donovan being very popular. And generally, he doesn't really comment on players and trade talks and things like that, but he went on the MLB Network stage and he mentioned something. So then he mentioned something to us that Brendan Donovan was very popular. So today, he was asked the question about the popularity, and of course, this is connected to trade talks, the popularity of JoJo Romero.
I wish I hadn't opened the door on assessing the relative popularity of our players yesterday. You know, I promised you guys candor, and then I walked out of there. I'm like, this isn't the best precedent to be setting. I'm not going to start power ranking our players in terms of the number of incoming calls.
That'll be really fun.
JoJo's he's pretty talented. We're really happy we have him.
Certainly a fun moment there from Chaim Bloom. All right, let's jump to a few other things. He also mentioned yesterday about the core of players. And I think we can all sit here and say somebody like Mason Winn is part of your core, right? That's going to be somebody who you're going to be able to move forward with, and you hope that when you're back to a competitive window, a more competitive window, that Winn is still around. But when talking about identifying those, you know, quote-unquote core players, he really didn't want to do that. He said players can be part of that core moving forward. They can be acquired from the outside, but they can also be developed from the current group.
I would never sit here and say, you know, this player is, this player isn't. I just don't think it is productive for us to think that way. And also, the game is harder than that. It's more humbling than that. And if you try to ever draw those lines, you will get proved wrong. Players will surprise you. They'll surprise you positively. Sometimes they'll surprise you negatively. I think our job as an organization is to do everything we can to expose ourselves to those positive surprises by doing the right things by players to help them improve, give them a chance to get better, give them a chance to realize their upside. So for me, it's really just looking up and down the organization, right? From the big leagues all the way down to the DSL, and see the potential that we have in players to grow into players that can be part of that. And I do think we have a lot of that potential in the system. But obviously, like I said yesterday, we don't have enough of it on our major league field right now, or the results of recent years would have been different. So that's our job, is to keep adding to it, whether that's by bringing in talent through the amateur systems, developing players, or going out and hunting it in trades on the free agent market.
When it comes to acquiring, they are the new word for rebuild is talent acquisition mode, and that's what they are in right now. They are looking to acquire talent. I thought this was interesting because sometimes you think about it in terms of you're trying to acquire talent so you can contend in 2027, or you're trying to acquire talent so you can contend in 2028, whatever it might be. I made it really clear. The goal is just to bring in more talent to the organization. It's not about acquiring talent with an idea that they're going to be ready for the roster at a certain date.
It's not a timing thing for me. Okay. Of course, I want to be mindful of that when we target players, that they're guys that fit us. Mm-hmm. But if you try to get too cute and time everything up, you know, you may lose something in trying to do that. And of course, our ultimate goal is to get to the place where we're not thinking in terms of windows, because we're able to consistently replenish a championship caliber team. I just look at it as, you know, we have a lot of talented players, and what is it going to take to push this group up the mountain to get to the top, and feeling urgency to do that, just because we are not where we want to be.
And then the final thing, and I think this is a good way to sort of end our daily sessions with Haim, and we won't hear him talk in all likelihood to the overall media again until winter warm-up. Of course, you'll be able to hear him every Sunday morning right here on KMOX with Tom Ackerman and Sports on a Sunday morning. But those big media sessions are not something that he's going to be doing here moving forward. So let's give some positivity about this team and where it could be moving forward. And we'll start with a couple guys who, the way they play in the field, bring a lot of excitement with Mason Wynn at shortstop and Victor Scott the second out in center field. With those two guys on the team, Haim says it can be a very fun, very exciting team.
Anybody who's paid any attention to our club over the past year plus has seen this. It's, you know, both guys have elite physical ability, and it's not just pretty to watch, which it is, but it also helps us win games. And that's always been a part of, you know, this organization's brand. It's something that it doesn't necessarily show up in the box score, but if you watch the games, you know that it matters, and it's a way to help your team and support your pitchers. It's not the only thing that matters. Obviously, offense matters too. There's a lot of things that matter, including, you know, intangibles, leadership. It all does, but usually those things is when you have good defense, it kind of compounds. You know, pitchers are able to go a little deeper. That takes pressure off the bullpen, some of the stuff that we were talking about earlier. So it's definitely something that we focus on, try to value it appropriately, but value it a lot.
But it can't just be those two single individuals as the reason that fans come out. And obviously the organization would like for ticket sales to go up and for more people to come to Busch Stadium this upcoming season. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. It doesn't feel like they've done a whole lot quite yet to be able to really sell that idea. But Haim did give his pitch to fans on why they should support this team this upcoming season, even at a time where we don't really know what that team is going to look like.
I have thought about that some, because obviously, as you can tell, like, I've thought it's very important to be incredibly clear and open about what we're trying to do and why. And I understand when you do that and when you talk about, when necessary, prioritizing the long term, that, you know, the question you ask is going to come up, and I think it's a good question. Here's what it is for me. Like, first of all, I think we have a really, really good fan base that is locked in on this team. They're smart, and the worst thing we could do would be to be unclear with them about what we're trying to do. We're trying to deceive people. That's not going to help. The other thing that I believe, and that this has been strengthened by the chance that I've had the last year plus to really be around this organization, be around this fan base, I understand there, you know, people, you know, maybe one year they come to the ballpark, another year they don't come to the ballpark, but caring about this team, being a fan of this team, loving this organization, there is not an on-off switch that Cardinals fans have for that. They are in this. Like, our duty is to them to match that with what I've talked about, match that with every day how we go about our work, to bring a work product, even if it's a nondescript day at the office, to get after it on that day in a way that they deserve as our fans. So if we're honest about those things, they are in this regardless. I think that is, you know, I hope I'm right, that that's something that in itself is something that our fans want. They're going to follow this no matter what. If we have something that, you know, maybe a longer-term goal, I'd rather be open with them about it. I still think we're going to be really exciting along the way, and like I said, we're not conceding anything in terms of what we're going to be aiming for every day. But because I believe that fandom is not something that turns on and off, I'd rather just be really clear, really purposeful in what we're trying to do, and trust that our fan base is going to be there with us.
And then the final thing from Bloom, and I think you look at this past season, if things would have gone a little bit differently, the Cardinals could have very much been right there in playoff contention. They could have been the team, not the Cincinnati Reds, that snuck into the playoffs when the New York Mets faltered down the stretch. Could that be the case again this upcoming season? Could they be a team that flirts with .500? Could they be a team that flirts with playoff contention and doing all of that? It certainly is a possibility, and Bloom is leaving open that possibility. But the idea of just sneaking into the playoffs next season, that's never going to be the ultimate goal.
Sometimes I've had experiences like this where that happens, not in spite of focusing on the right long-term things, but in some ways because you focus on the right long-term things. When the plan makes sense, sometimes it has a chance to be accelerated if it fits together. The key for me is not selling out what we're trying to accomplish to chase that in the short term.
That is Chaim Bloom, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, and a lot of appreciation going out to him for his time, his candor, his willingness to ask, answer questions over these few days. There's a lot going on, and he found time for us in the media on an everyday basis, and that was certainly something that was appreciated, and hopefully you were able to appreciate being able to hear from him on an everyday basis as well. We'll take a break. We've got a lot more still coming up. Don't go anywhere. You are locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX as we broadcast from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. One of my favorite people to be able to talk to, and I talk to him every single year, and he's involved in an organization that I just really respect what they do for so many reasons. His name is Kemp Gold, and he is the founder of Because Baseball. Because Baseball takes the game of baseball to African countries, to Egypt, and it's amazing to see you, Kemp. How are you?
Matt, it's great to be here, and I'm so grateful to be here with you again. It is a highlight of winter meetings to get to sit down with you and catch up and just share a little bit with your listeners about what we're doing over in Egypt.
So I'm sure there's people listening right now that have not heard our conversations over the last couple of years. Give a background on the organization Because Baseball and what you guys do.
Yeah, Matt, it's pretty simple. We use baseball to bring people together. And what we're doing in Egypt is bringing kids all around this sport, or all around Egypt, around the sport of baseball. We have girls and boys. We have kids from all social strata. We have orphans playing together. We work with special needs kids, have a special partnership with the Special Olympics. And we bring them all around the game of baseball and just let them become friends, using baseball as a common language, as a bridge builder. And we take over American coaches, and they work with these kids. And so we're bringing people together at three different levels. At the family level, because we also teach the parents this great game, because there's nothing more beautiful than playing with your mom and dad the game of baseball. We bring together communities, and as I mentioned, all levels of social strata in Egypt. And then culturally, we bring together East and West, Americans and Egyptian, around this great game. And the friendships that result are just absolutely beautiful.
It's a game that doesn't really exist over there that much. Now, the internet exists, so people can go on YouTube and see it. But I have to imagine that for many times, these kids are throwing a baseball, catching a baseball, putting on a glove for the first time ever.
You're right. And it's funny you mention the internet and YouTube, because for many of these children, that is the only exposure they've had to the game. And so that classic pitching and catching, the shaking off of signs, right? They've seen all that. They ask, what are the fingers for, the numbers? And so they've seen that, and they have that high drama understanding of the pitcher, catcher, pitcher, batter showdown. But outside of that, it's a new game for them. But the reality is, these are kids. Kids are kids wherever they are in the world, and they have a real eagerness to learn something new. And for a lot of these kids, for whom soccer has been the only sport they've actually played, this is offering a whole new skill set for them to lean into. And really, in our opinion, you know, every kid is created in a way that is different, right? All of us have different giftings, have different abilities, and to be able to offer kids a chance to discover that hand-eye coordination in a new game is really exciting to see kids lean into it and have so much joy in the sport of baseball.
What do the parents think? Because I got to think for many of them, it's brand new as well, and they may even be less familiar with the game.
Yeah, it's funny because if they've been exposed to it similarly, it would have been on the internet. But by and large, it's more foreign to them than their children. And so, but like any good parent, you want to embrace what your kids love. So outside of having children, they may never have been interested in baseball. But when they see their children having fun, when we involve the parents, when they get to play catch with their sons and daughters, something awakens in them. I think the same thing that awakens in families here in the United States when we play the game of baseball. And so they're excited to become a part of it.
Why? I guess that's the big... Taking baseball to Egypt, it's cool, it's fun, but it's a heavy undertaking for you. So what's your why?
Well, it's funny. I had a very Field of Dreams moment in 2015, Matt, where a voice said, bring baseball to Egypt. And that I really leaned into that. And, you know, I did have questions, and some of my friends had questions, you know, am I going crazy? And I think that was a legitimate question when the idea struck. But when I did a little research, I discovered that there had been a history of baseball in Egypt, which was really fun. And even so, in ancient pictures on the walls of ancient temples, there is a pharaoh holding a bat and ball. This is from, you know, 400 BC. So, hey, I mean, no disrespect to Abner Doubleday, but maybe the Egyptians started things out a little bit a few years before him. And then MLB had two trips, 1889. With Albert Spalding, and then 1914 with Comiskey and McGraw, so with the White Sox and Giants. And so there was this ready-made storyline. So the voice wasn't as crazy as I first thought. In fact, it might have just been the next chapter in baseball's story in Egypt.
You have a lot of partners that help you. I've looked at your website, and I see you've got teams like the Giants and the A's and the Nationals who have helped you out. There's different, the RBI program with Major League Baseball, various providers of equipment and so forth. What has it been like for you as you've gone on this journey and you've picked up more and more individuals and companies like that who want to support you?
I think it's a confirming piece, right? It's validating that this idea does have legs. And what you just see is people are excited to be a part of the story. They see the pictures of the players by the pyramids. They see the joy on the kids' faces. So what equipment manufacturer doesn't want them to use their glove, right? What team doesn't want their uniform to be displayed by the pyramid? And so if you look at our Instagram, which is just Because Baseball, that's the handle on Instagram, you'll see pictures of various players that have been over, including one of St. Louis's favorite sons, Brian Jordan, mm-hmm. Who was there at our play ball event in June of 2024. And so that's another thing, right? We've become the sole MLB play ball event on the continent of Africa. And that's in June with play ball weekend. And so each year, with the support of Major League Baseball, we bring over Major League retired players who spend a week in Egypt getting to soak in the culture, and then two nights coaching under the lights at the American University in Cairo. And so last spring, we took, for example, Hunter Pence. So he and his wife, Alexis, came over and had a wonderful time, much like Brian had done the year before. And so each of these players that come over, and by the way, we have other players that come for up to a month as volunteers who used to play in majors. The impact it has on them, the impact they have on the kids, there's just this beautiful synergy that results. And so I see this crazy idea taking on flesh and bones and playing out on the field of play, that connectivity, that joy, that really change that I'd like to see, that friendship building through the game of baseball taking place right there in Cairo, Egypt.
That's a heavy commitment for some of these guys to come over and to come over for an extended amount of time. That's got to be validating to you that what you're doing is the right thing when other people are not just giving you money, not just giving you equipment, but giving you the greatest asset, which is their time.
It's so true, Matt. I mean, that is the one asset that can't be replenished. Time always wins, right? And it is validating. But I think what it also speaks to is the quality of character of a lot of these men in baseball and their families, that they want to give back, that they want to be a part of something greater than themselves. And I think that's been really, for me, exciting to see, because you know, we hear all these stories in the world, right? If you listen to the news, you're going to assume that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, right? I mean, it is bad news after bad news, doom scrolling after doom scrolling. Just really left to our own devices, we would believe that things couldn't be any worse. The reality is, there's good news happening. There are great people in the world. And I think elevating them, giving them platforms and the ability to live into our better angels, so to speak, that's exciting to see. And again, like I said, all of these men that have come over are just humans of outstanding character. And I've just been grateful to have them as a part of it. And I know they've been grateful and they've been changed and inspired along the way as well.
The organization is Because of Baseball. If people are listening to this interview and they want to learn more, maybe they even want to support you in some way, what's the best way to do that?
Great question, Matt, and I appreciate you asking that. As I mentioned earlier, our Instagram page is at Because Baseball, same with Twitter. So you can visit us on social media, check out some beautiful pictures. If you go to our website, www.becausebaseball.org, there's a donate button, and we're able to accept online donations as well. And if you have interest, if you're listening, you think to yourself, you know, I'd love to think about coaching over there. I'd love to be a part of that. I'd love to be a part of Play Ball Weekend. We do take a large group of volunteer coaches over there in June every year, and so there's opportunity to actually get your hands involved in this. Teach the catching the fly balls, teach throwing, teach hitting to these young people, and by the way, have a game of catch at the pyramids.
Kip Golden, he is the founder of Because Baseball. It's always great to see you. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
We'll take a break. We've got more coming up. Don't go anywhere. We are in Orlando at baseball's winter meetings. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. We always love being able to talk to our friend Sam Levitt, does pre and post with the San Diego Padres. Sam, always good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, great to see you, Matt. Always a great time of year here at the winter meetings. I don't know that it's been super eventful for either of our teams, but good to see you and good to see everybody here every year. Great event.
Yeah, so there's rumblings that AJ Preller wants to have a big trade again. This he is a swing big kind of executive. Are you expecting something big at some point?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, there's been a lot of rumblings about them maybe trying to do something big. They're in an interesting situation. I don't think they're in a position where they're looking to spend a ton of money right now with where their payroll is, and their payroll is very high. You know, they've spent a lot of money over the years on a lot of really talented players, but I don't know that they're looking to operate in the higher end of the free agent market as far as the pricing there. So you look at what they need. The Padres, if you want to split it up into bullpen, lineup, and rotation, their bullpen is elite right now. Their lineup is really, really good right now, but they need a lot of help in the starting rotation. They have Nick Pivetta, Joe Musgrove coming off Tommy John surgery, and then after that, you honestly have a lot of question marks. I mean, maybe Randy Vasquez you can pencil in there, who's been a guy that's made a lot of starts for this team the last couple of years. So the question is, how do they find starting pitching if you're not going to add it via free agency? And I think what people are seeing and sensing is that perhaps the answer comes in dealing from positions of strength, right? Could you flip a bullpen arm into another player or prospects that then help you go get more starting pitching? Could you flip somebody in your lineup, like let's say a Jake Cronenworth, who's a good player that still owed a bit of money? Could you flip him and get something back? So their options with free agency are probably not super, super, super great, which then, you know, lends you to believe that maybe there's a trade to be made. But also keep in mind, AJ Preller has made a lot of trades. So the minor league system is really not in the same place it's been. Now, one of AJ's magic tricks is that you'll look up by the summertime and he'll have a lot of guys there to trade. He does a great job of finding talent and developing the system back up very, very quickly. But right now, I don't know that they have a ton to trade. So it's a bit of a mystery as to how they're going to do this. But again, you know, AJ is always up to something and is never shy to take a big swing and make a big move and make a really splashy trade, however it might look, whether that's, you know, trading away somebody or that's trading for somebody. So we'll see.
You're going to work with a new manager again, yeah, after the team separates from Mike Schilt. What's the excitement? Is there an excitement level about that?
Yeah, look, I think Craig Stammen is, number one, a great guy. I mean, he's somebody I got to know covering him in 2022, and he's been around the organization as a special assistant the last few years. You know, you spend a couple of minutes with Craig, and you get a sense of who he is and the quality of man he is, and I think that's going to be great for this team. It's an interesting situation. He's a first-year manager. He was teammates with a lot of these guys not that long ago, so it is unique. It is going to be interesting to see how it plays out and develops, and I think he knows that. But I think Craig has all the personality traits and intangibles to be a really, really good major league manager, and he's going to acquire, inherit a really good team. Do they have spots they need to fill? Yes, but this is a team that I expect is going to be in contention in 2026. So I'm excited to see it. He's a really, really good person, good guy, well-liked. I think he comes in, obviously, with a lot of relationships already under his belt. So I'm high on it and excited to see how it works.
I promise I won't go too deep on this, but was there any surprise from you from some of the revelations that came out after Mike Schilt left? You're talking to a lot of Cardinals fans who still have a lot of affection for Schilt.
Yeah, I mean, look, it obviously was surprising. He had years left on his contract. He won 93 games in 90 games. Obviously, the postseason didn't go the way he wanted them to go. But I don't know how you could look at the situation and not be surprised by you know, him deciding to well, at the time it was described as retiring from the Padres. Now, of course, he reportedly took the job, you know, in a front office role, it sounds like, with the Orioles. Look, I'm not going to make it like I know too much about the exit and the circumstance and the wording and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, were we surprised? I certainly was. When it came out, I had no inclination of that. Some of the reporting that came out afterwards, I mean, you know, I don't know. Obviously, there's probably no way escaping that he had success in St. Louis and it ended a little oddly, and he had success in San Diego, and again, it seems to have ended in at least a little bit of a stunning, unusual way. So, you know, look, I enjoyed covering Mike. He obviously has done a good job, whether it was in St. Louis or in San Diego. The results speak for themselves. So it was surprising, but I think from the Padres' standpoint, you now move on, and this is a team that's still, to me, very much in their competitive window with a great core of guys and MVP-caliber talent. So quite frankly, from the Padres' standpoint, I don't think they have time to, you know, to really, like, you know, mess around and, like, worry about it. It's like, all right, what's next, and how are we going to keep this thing rolling?
Sam, thanks so much for your time. Great to see you.
Of course, Matt. My pleasure.
That is Sam Levitt. We'll take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We're back at it on the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Our final night of broadcasting from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. Although tomorrow during this time, you will hear the initial edition of the Countdown to Opening Day show, which will be coming your way each and every Thursday night here on KMOX from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Speaking of that, I'm always alongside of Mike Claiborne for that show, and he's going to join us for a little while right now. Claibs, good to see you.
Always good to see you, my friend. And, another winter meeting just about over, and you and I will actually clock in and talk some baseball for how many weeks now leading up to opening day?
A bunch.
Yeah,
it'll go fast. It'll go fast.
And we always, you're right, man, before you know, we're like, man, this is our last show. But it's good, and because I think this is fun because there's so many things that we're going to learn this year with a new regime, same manager, which I'm glad about. And I've on the record said, I think one of the first moves Heim Bloom should make is extending the manager, because I think they get along, they understand each other, they know what's needed. But there's a lot of other things that come into play before that with regard to what this team is going to look like. And what it looks like today on a Wednesday compared to what it's going to look like on opening day is going to be different. What it looks like from opening day to 4th of July is going to be different. And what it looks like from the 4th of July to the trade deadline is going to look different. And hopefully when we're at the trade deadline, we're loading up and getting that extra bat or extra arm to get us ready for postseason.
This might actually surprise you, because I am a unabashed supporter of Oliver Marmol. I actually
You guys are like...
Careful.
Cub buddies.
Careful.
Yeah, you guys are like... You guys... So, folks, let me tell you. I want to tell you a quick story about last year. We're at spring training. And there was a writer who was leaving early, and he was we were all together, and Ollie's sitting there. And so he said, hey, this is my last day. I'm going back to St. Louis. So Ollie says, you taking anybody else with you? In a jokingly manner. And so this person says, well, now we're laughing. I'm going to take Pauly back. And I said, Pauly stays. Everybody else can go. So you know Ollie as well as anyone, and what a graceful person he is. And he's one of the fun reasons why we come to the ballpark. Now, does he make a mistake from time to time? Yeah, but who doesn't? I always felt, and I said it this year, Matt, watching postseason, I was saying to myself, man, if Ollie ever had enough good players, he'd be dangerous at this time of the year. Because watching him push buttons when he might be a little short in this area and that area, and then I look at a Davey Roberts who has a lot of things at his disposal. You know, I'd put Ollie in a room with any of those guys if he has enough personnel to make this work.
Yeah, I think he's really smart, and I like him as a manager. I'd pump the brakes on giving them extension right now for two reasons. One, I want him and Heim to work together in the manager president of baseball operations dynamic for just a little while. They haven't done that yet. And also, I think the messaging about this team right now, I don't want it to get muddled into a message of an extension for the manager. There's a lot of other things to focus on right now. The messaging, I think, I want the focus for fans to hear is the young guys coming forward and things like that. I'm a messaging guy, so that's part of it.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it quells the issue of you don't want your guy being a lame duck either. There's a time and place for it. And, you know, you can make that announcement in spring training, you know. But I think to let everybody know this is our guy, he's going to be here for a bit compared to shopping his job and everybody else wondering, you know, is this a job for somebody else? So let's get that out of the way and have some unification from the top to say this is our guy and we're going to give him every opportunity to earn and keeping his job from now on or for a longer period of time.
There are fans that are frustrated by the lack of activity. There are fans that I think thought that these winter meetings were going to take place and we were going to walk out and Brendan Donovan and Wilson Contreras and JoJo Romero and Nolan Gorman and Lars Nootbaar and Nolan Arenado were all going to be gone. That was never the case. And I get it. It's the winter meetings. We talk it up. We talk so much about all the activity the Cardinals are going to make. But at the end of the day, it doesn't actually matter if a player gets traded on December 10th or if they get traded on January 10th or even February 10th. You know, it's all the same.
It's more for fan appeal. They want to have something to talk about. I'm one of those guys who like to have things set when you get to Florida and you know what you're looking for and you know what you have and you're going to know what you're going to need. But I think it's more for fans to be able to have something to talk about because you're around and people say, what are the Cardinals going to do? You know, I don't know. I know they're going to be better. They're going to work at being better than they were last year. Now, what does that look like? I don't know. I'll have to wait and see like everybody else. And, they've had time to think about this, okay? This is not something that's been thrown in their lap the last minute. I mean, they were planning on what this looks like last year. And how they grow it from here is what we're all anxious to see.
I feel like people are connecting the word patience to the Cardinals, and I feel like that's actually messaging that's gone away a little bit. As it's, there's a long-term aspect to this, but as Heim likes to say, they're not conceding anything for this upcoming season.
They're not tanking it. Yeah. They're not rolling over playing, you know, saying uncle, because as bad as you can be, as we learn, you know, just because you're bad doesn't mean you're going to get the first pick in the draft, and that first pick in the draft can't help you right now. So let's play this thing out and not get caught up in anything. And, you know, I personally think they can be better. And in this division that they're in, I mean, you and I were here last year, and nobody thought the Milwaukee Brewers were going to do what they did. I thought it was going to be Cardinals, Cubs, and Cincinnati.
Well, Klaibs, this is a great time. We'll do the countdown show coming up tomorrow.
Cannot wait, and you and me will we'll get to knowing each other again, because we have a lot of games coming up and down the road, and we'll have some fun with it. I just saw Adam Jones, one of the great players in the game that nobody ever talks about. So I'm going to hang out with some of my crew.
There you
this
go.
This is a fun thing about this thing.
There's a lot of people walking around. That's
yes,
Mike
sir.
Claiborne. I'm Matt Pauly. And that is actually going to do it for the program tonight. We appreciate you being tuned in. Thanks to everybody who was on the show. It was a jam-packed show as we wrap up our run of shows from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. Again, tomorrow night, countdown to opening day show, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Mike Claiborne and myself, we will talk to you then. Up next, it's our Gas House Gang replay right here on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.